in October. So we would like to go ahead and continue those discussions, and we'll start with the discussions surrounding Orabi's ROAR grant. So officially, this is coming back.
Chairman, this is Mark Peters. I wanted to confirm, maybe Rachel could advise us. Are we still within the
We are in open session now.
I understand that, but the way that we came back to open session, are we still in our public notice rights of having an open session?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I don't know. You don't have an agenda item for discussion following executive session. If what you're going to do is just talk in broad terms, I think Orabi would have the right, for example, to know in advance that you're going to discuss Orabi's grant. If you're just going to take a couple action items out of executive session and then deliberate and make a decision at a later meeting, I think it's okay to say, give me an instruction to write a letter, for example, or agree that you're going to put something on the agenda for next time. But I think if we're going to do something like discuss, if the board is going to do something like discuss whether or not what to do about Orabi's grant application, that needed to be noticed so Orabi knew to be present.
All right, then. So I guess then what would we like to have follow? That's a really good question, and thanks for bringing that out, Mark. What do we want to have happen, or what do we need to direct the staff to do for Orabi? Let's start with that, and then we'll go into the bylaws. I personally would suggest that since we're already having a May meeting, that we put the Orabi discussion on that May meeting with the tee up of the options that we want to discuss. Any thoughts out there from a board member?
I think we need to let Orabi know that we're not satisfied with their proposal, and even tell us why we're not, why they need to fix it, give them a chance to fix it.
And I think at this point it would be nice to discuss that at the board. Let's formalize the feedback to Orabi, I think. It's only another month or so before we have that meeting, and I think coming from the board would be better than from back channeling through the staff, but I'll work that open up to board discussion.
Yeah, but generally, you guys agree with, let's not just throw the baby out in the bathwater. We need to, we're not satisfied with the proposal, but tell them why, and all these issues need to be cleared up, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Chair Meeker, I'd also suggest that we need to verify what is allowed within the existing proposal through an official response from the FAA.
Okay, that would be something we need to have a decision on. I think that the board, like I said, we can't have an action here, but it may be something we can take up at the May on actions we want to see coming out of that. Keeping me legal here?
I think if you want to give direction to staff or to your attorney to prepare a correspondence to the FAA on this matter, you could direct the executive director simply to write a letter and send it before May, or you could review the letter in May. Either of those would be appropriate direction to give staff.
What do you guys think? I think maybe review that letter at the board meeting, because the FAA is not going to, as Vince talked about it, once we give that letter to the FAA, it'll be months before we hear anything.
Yeah, I'd like to review what we've got in hand. I don't know, I've heard it's not good enough, but maybe I'll think it's good enough.
I guess I'm thinking I wouldn't mind getting that letter to the FAA as soon as possible. I just wonder if there's, it is going to take some time, but, we'll wait another month for the board to review the letter. It seems like we could direct Betty and the staff to go through the proposal, working with Rachel, and just say, hey, here are the areas that we think need clarity, and formalize that, put it in the letter, and get it on moving as soon as possible up to the FAA. I think that's being probably more responsive to Orabi. Just to try to get it going. The reality is, and it's true, we're not going to get anything for a while, but I'd rather get it moved.
I agree with Vince.
You would direct that if just the letter, just do it now and have it do a total review of the all the questions that we have, or just a more limited request.
Well, you know, it seems like if they've got it, let's have them do the whole thing. If we tease me a little, we could miss something and they could come back later. Maybe we got to just give them the whole darn thing and just get their perception on it. I don't know. I'm open to thoughts about that. But if we're going in, let's go in.
Okay.
Right. Agreed.
I agree, too. And with guidance from Rachel on what that looks like would be greatly appreciated.
So I understand you're going to ask us to write us, me and Betty, to work on a communication to FAA, and you don't want to review it at the May meeting. We should send it in the meantime. Is that correct?
I would like to say
that. And I would also like it to be a discussion point at the May meeting. I do think we formally with lobby at a board meeting, so it's all above board. And it's very clear communication between board and the lobby.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody say they wanted to see the Aravi package. It is attached to the advice you received today.
Yeah, I also wonder about getting back to Aravi here just in the next couple of days. I mean, Mark left that call today, and I think he was under the impression they were going to be good to go. And we didn't ever disclose anything about revenue use issues. And so this will come as a surprise to them, is my guess, just based on what they heard today at the meeting. I don't know if anybody else felt that differently, but I think Mark's level went way down. We're good to go. I mean, that's interpreting, but I obviously on a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't have any issues with relaying or lobby that the board has requested a letter to the FAA. And then just pass along also that we'll be talking about it in depth at the May meeting.
That's my dog.
And I would reiterate that I want to make sure that the communication with Ravi is solid and is fact-based on what we know. As much as possible. So I think that having the communication be the two things. One, you know, that we're bringing this up in May, and that two, based upon input from legal counsel, we need to seek clarification from the FAA, and we leave it at that, those two items.
I would agree.
Okay.
This is Rachel. If I could just respectfully suggest that you not, when you say based upon counsel's recommendations, we need to seek advice, you start to erode the privilege of our counsel meetings. So perhaps simply saying we've conferred with counsel and we are seeking FAA advice or FAA guidance.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Betty, do you need anything else? Does that sound like a good way ahead?
Nope. I think I've got clear direction on what you'd like us to do, and I will work with Rachel on that communication. And we'll have, it will be to the FAA prior to the May meeting, and if we have an answer, we'll certainly share it with you at as soon as we get that response. We did submit all of the information to the FAA. They asked for a copy of the grant. That was last fall, I want to say, maybe 4 or 5 months ago that we did that. So it's clearly, it's not a priority for them, but we will raise it again with them and have an answer for you at the May meeting.
And can you do me a favor? Uh-huh. Just because I'm very ignorant, we always say we're going to ask the FAA. Can you actually outline in a slide which office it's going to go to, and then from outline the chain of flow of information on how we're going to get this decision? Like, suppose it's going to go to Seattle, and then from Seattle, does it go to D.C.? Just outline that.
Yeah, it does. As a courtesy, we take all the requests to the Seattle ADO office, and then they in the past what they bumped it to the regional office, which bumps it to headquarters, and that's their chain. The decision will be made at the headquarters office, just as the decision on our use our question on the grandfathered portion of the fuel tax. We took that first to the Seattle ADO. They bumped it to region and bumped it to headquarters. And I would expect this is the same when they asked for the copy of the grant application. The request came via the Seattle ADO, but they sent it straight to headquarters. So that's kind of the protocol is. We will make the ask of Seattle, who will bump it to region to headquarters. And it will be determined in the Office of Airport Compliance in Washington, D.C.
Okay. So with that, any other discussions we need for the Aravi?
Okay, Doug's trying to say something.
Yeah. I apologize, but I've got another meeting I got to get to. I think we're about there anyway.
Yeah.
It's been a good meeting. Take care all.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing you again. Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, Doug.
Okay, so we're done with Aravi, and then on bylaws.
Just put it on the main meeting.
Put it on the main, okay. For you to take
action. And it'll be a vote to dissolve it action. Or change it.
Okay, we'll put it on the agenda for the May meeting. And do you want a staff recommendation with that, or just put it on as an action item?
Well, we always like your recommendations.
Okay. Okay, was there anything else that we needed to discuss?
I think that's the only two things that we came out with.
Okay. Okay, so the May meeting, do we want to set a date now? Do you want to have that as an offline discussion, pick a date? And you want to do a virtual one?
Might as well do a virtual. I tell you what. Why don't you take a look at the staff's availability and where they're at and what they're doing, and then if you could suggest a few dates that work for you, and whether or not they think it's complicated enough that we need to actually be there, because it may be nice to see a lobby face to face.
Yes, and if we are out of the distancing, our conference room really does not accommodate the distancing requirements, so we would either find another venue that did, assuming that we are still under distancing requirements in May.
Of course.
Okay. Do you want to do a motion to adjourn?
Anybody else got any questions before we adjourn?
I don't have another question. This is John Barsley, other than just to let you know that I'm not going on my trip in May and June, so I'll be around.
Okay. Oh, that's too bad. We're sorry.
Yeah, all right, John. Me too.
Okay, if there's no other re-attacks, then I'm going to go ahead and close the session. Thank you very much for attending. We're closed.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Martha.
Thank you.
Thank you.